A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Day 78 of the program, 11 weeks in, 12 if you count prep week, 11 weeks showing up for yourself day in, day out, week over week, month over month at this point. My goodness. Congratulations to you. You made it this far. The Living Method, man, it is no small feat. All the things that you are to show up and do and work through on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. This is what finally and forever sustainable weight loss is all about. I mean, let's think about this for a second. Like, how hard has it been for you to reach your weight loss goals? Not only just lose your weight, but keep your weight off. How hard has it been for you? Right? So if you can imagine, and I know some of you have been working at this for 20 years, it's going to take some work to do it in a different way, a healthy way, a sustainable way. We are done with quick fixes. The Living Method is no magic pill. It's about you showing up and you doing the work. And if you are listening right now or you're watching me right now, hello. Be proud of yourself because you've made it this far. Now, some of you I know have reached your goal and you're itching to talk about maintenance. You got to follow through on the steps in the next couple of weeks because it'll be part of your maintenance journey. We're going to break it down. Remember, the Living Method is 4 stages. Lose your weight, sustain your weight, maintain your weight, and then live your life. Live your life with the things that you have learned while losing your weight, sustaining your weight, and maintaining your weight, right? And I know some of you still have weight to lose. We got you. Some of you still have weight to lose. We are going to make sure we outline options. Now, you don't have to sign up for the Living Method again. It's a super effective way to lose your weight. The process each time you do the program helps you dig deeper, level up even more. A couple weeks focusing on this, a couple weeks focusing on that, that's nothing. That's nothing to your body. So whether it's your first group or your 16th group, each time you do the program, it's going to be just as effective in terms of helping you reach your finally and forever weight loss goals. But we also outline another method, personalizing the plan, that we're introducing this week. You could continue to personalize your plan to lose the rest of your weight if you want. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because personalizing the plan is probably the most effective way to move the dial on the scale because it's literally doing all of the things that you need to do. Now, obviously, if you're going to continue to personalize the plan to lose all of your weight, you want to be super confident in it. Some people are like, you know, we hear from people all the time. They decide to personalize the plan. They check in with us over on socials. Hey, you know, personalize the plan. Well, on my way, personalize the plan, reach my goal weight. Great. But I think the most easiest and effective way to lose your weight is to do another round of the program. And this is not a sales thing. If it was a sales thing, I wouldn't be offering up another way for you to lose weight on your own without us making any money. If this was a sales thing, I'd be having those subscription services where I'm taking money out of your account every month. This is each time you do the program, it's meant to help you dig deeper, level up even more to continue to work through the issues, associations, habits, beliefs, traumas, whatnot that, you know, have factored into your weight loss journey. What I'm trying to say is at the end of this program, we are going to make sure that you feel super confident in your next steps. We're going to talk about maintenance for those of you who are ready. We're going to talk about next steps for those of you who are looking to lose weight, what happens in between groups, how to reset with the next group. We're going to break it all down, but we are not done yet. More importantly, we are still here for the next 2 weeks. Helping you lose weight. So you want to focus on every single day, maximize the time that you do have left, make sure you're showing up, doing all the things and asking as many questions as you need to be clear on what you need to do. So today we are starting our personalizing the plan tweak. How are you feeling about it? Are you nervous? So the biggest thing, and this is why you guys are going to hear me say it a million times with this tweak this week, is that people feel with personalizing the plan, they are doing their own plan. And that is not it at all. People feel with personalizing the plan that all of a sudden they're on their own and you can do whatever you want. That's not it at all. Personalizing the plan means that you have a little bit more flexibility in terms of your food choices. There is no longer a star of the show or star of the meal at lunch and dinner. So if you feel like, you know, you're craving a little bit more protein, make protein the star. If you feel like you're craving a little bit more veg, make veg the star. Nothing changes in terms of your components at lunch and dinner. It's still protein, vegetables, leafy greens, healthy fats. Lunchtime is still the place where you're going to add in those heavier carbs. Now, that will always be a benefit, right? Like you just don't need heavier carbs at the end of the day, unless you're being super active in the evening or whatnot. That's just like what the things that you are doing to help you lose weight are the things that you're going to continue to do when it comes to maintaining your weight. It's still always a benefit, for example, to go high protein in the morning for breakfast. Always was, always will be. That doesn't mean that once you're in maintenance, you can't have a bagel for breakfast every now and then. It's just that, you know, you're doing that knowing really what's a better option for you is starting your day with a focus on protein. That doesn't mean that you can't have, you know, chocolate chip pancakes or whatever every now and then. It just means for the majority of the time, if you're going to eat breakfast, protein is a great way to start your day for a variety of reasons. When you wake up, you're already full of energy. The last thing you need to do is spike your insulin levels and have something super carby, have your energy levels come crashing down when you're already full of energy from eating the day before. Right? So having that protein breaks the fast, gets your body working harder from the get-go. It's just, it will always make sense. It will always make sense. Not going any longer than 3.5-4 hours without eating. That's just sort of a general rule. After you go 3.5-4 hours, your body is dipping in and utilizing your emergency fat reserve. If you keep making a habit of your body using your emergency energy reserve, guess what's going to happen? Your body's going to feel like it needs to store more energy reserve. So, you know, those of you who would go long periods of time without eating, how is that working for you? That was definitely feeding into the fact that your body felt the need to store fat. So, you know, those people who could eat all the time and then never gain weight, right? It's because they eat all the time. They're constantly giving their body what it needs. So it no longer feels the need to store fat. So not going any longer than 3.5-4 hours will always be a general rule, right? Making sure you're hydrated, managing your stress, making sure you're trying to get the best sleep possible, making sure you're moving your body. All of those things will continue to be important. Eating late at night or eating after dinner, it's never a great idea. It messes with your sleep, messes with your digestion. Your body's not interested in eating late at night. So not that you can't have some chips. It's not about the calories that you're eating. It's just that if you keep eating at night, it's going to mess with your sleep. If you mess with your sleep, you're waking up tired. The way your body processes your foods is differently. You tend to crave carbs and sugar all day long. So it's just a matter of being aware, right, of what your body needs in order to feel really good. So personalizing the plan is doing, I'm going to get to your questions in a second. Personalizing the plan is doing all the things. It's checking in at every single meal and snack time. So breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, snack, dinner, assessing your situation. Are you hungry and need to eat? Could you eat or should you eat? Right? I'm hungry. I need to eat. What's the best option for me? So obviously, if it's breakfast, protein is the best option for you. If it's lunch, you know, follow those components, right? Your protein, vegetables, leafy greens, healthy fats. If you feel like you need some heavier carbs, add them in, right? It's as simple as that. Checking in at morning snack. Am I hungry? You know, nope, I'm not hungry. I had breakfast. I'm not hungry. I'm going to wait till lunch, right? Checking in at morning snack. I'm not hungry, but I didn't eat breakfast. If I don't eat something now, I'm going to run the risk of going 4 hours without eating. I should probably have something to eat, right? Checking in at morning snack. I'm kind of not hungry, a little bit hungry. I could eat something. All right, let me have just a few token amounts of something, right? So every day might look a little different. Maybe you have breakfast, you have morning snack, you skip lunch, you have first snack, skip second snack, have dinner. Maybe the next day you skip breakfast, you have morning snack, you have lunch, you skip your first afternoon snack, skip your second afternoon snack, have dinner. Maybe the next day you have breakfast, skip morning snack, have lunch, skip afternoon snack, have dinner. So the idea here is that you are able to dig a little deeper and level up even more in terms of being in tune to your hunger levels, which you're going to fluctuate day to day. Now, your day might look like breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, snack, dinner, right? Or it might look like breakfast, snack, lunch, one afternoon snack, and dinner. Personalizing the plan this week might look exactly like what you did last week. But the whole point is actually paying attention and being in tune to your body's changing hunger levels. So essentially, the easiest way to describe this tweak is nothing changes except you no longer have to force yourself to eat if you're not hungry anymore. So we're doing away with those token bites. If you are not hungry, you don't have to have them. So you no longer have to force yourself to eat those token bites if you're not hungry, unless you're running the risk of going 4.5 hours without eating. Sorry, 3.5, 4 hours without eating, give or take. All right, let's get into your questions today. So play around with it. The biggest thing with this tweak is it messes with your head. This is where trust, you'll start to be like, oh my gosh, do I trust myself to be in tune to my body's needs? Do I know what my body needs? Remember, you are still trying to lose weight here, right? So you're maximizing, the focus is on moving the dial on that scale. That's the goal here, right? To maximize your efforts when it comes to losing weight. So that focus hasn't changed. All right, let's get into your questions. Hello. I have lost 35 pounds so far. I'm hoping for 40. I love that. Hi, Brad. Hello. Nice work. That's amazing. This is where it really starts to add up, you guys. This is where I know some of you are like, holy shit, did I do that? Wait a minute. What have I done here? That's pretty amazing. Hi, Natalie. I was up last week. I fell so off, even though I was trying to stay in the program. Weight was up and then bam, down today. Happy Monday, gang. Stay showing up for yourself. You're going to have days where you feel like you are crushing it and you are a rock star. And then you're going to have other days where you feel like you're just hanging on by the skin of your teeth, that you're failing, that you're never going to get there. You know, that's just how it is. It's just like, you just show up. The little things that you are doing that you don't even realize that you are doing are making a big difference. Even if you are choosing to indulge, ask those 4 mindfulness questions. Right? Even if you're having a bag of chips, ask those 4 mindfulness questions. Even if you get to a point where you are indulging in something and you know you are now to the point where you are overeating, you are still being in tune with overeating. It's good to know what overeating feels like so that when you are not indulging and you are just going about and eating your food, you will know, oh, if I take a few more bites, I'm going to feel like I've eaten too much. Right? So all the little things that you're doing, and you may feel like you're dropping the ball on everything that day, but you know, you are still drinking your water. You're still making an effort to move. You're still being mindful and self. At this point, you cannot help but be mindful and self-aware. So even just recognizing the things that you're not doing, and being aware that you're not doing the things that, I don't want to say should be, but you could be doing, that in itself is huge. Finally watched the Pamela Wood Spill the Tea. Now I know why the spill the teas are so important. Real people sharing their journey. Yeah, we talk about this with Dr. Beverly. Also, my back is still really hurting me. So if you see my face and I'm all like wincy, just ignore me. I'm here. Dr. Beverly talks about this all the time, this belief. We have this belief. Actually, so does Dr. Dina. This belief that we're never going to get there. And even if you do get there, you're not going to be able to stay there. Like there's a lot that we're working through. And so, you know, it's that belief system. And I can sit up here and talk all day, every day, doing my best to try to share with you, to show you, to convince you that you can do this, that this program works, that this, you know, I could do that. But I think when you hear from real people, I saw someone the other day on my Instagram account. It always makes me sad because we're actually advertising the program now. It's time the world, we spent like 21 groups perfecting it. It's still not perfect, by the way. I still take a progress over a perfection approach with this whole program because I'm always learning. I know a lot. I'm sharing everything I've learned with you guys. I will continue to share everything that I learned. But, you know, every now and then I get someone who's like, well, like the other day on Instagram, I'm not doing this program. I hear the hype about this. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I'm assuming that person is thinking like that. Why do I make that voice? Why do I make that voice? It's really judgy of me because I don't know them. But they're like, I'm not buying into this program because I've heard too many people get hyped about it. And then people are yo-yoing with their diet. And I was just like, oh, man. You know, and I was like, gonna like write this whole thing. Like, of course people yo-yo with their diet. Your weight goes up, it goes down. Like, we show graphs of people's weight going up and down while they're trying to lose weight. But that's just so normal. That's expected, you know. Again, the program is no magic pill, but it's trying to explain it to people. Man, it's so hard to explain the complexities of weight loss. It's so hard to explain the complexities of finally and forever kind of weight loss and what's part of it and what you got to work through and do and all that. But I think so. This is why I think Spill the Tea is like you're hearing from real people. You're seeing them. You're hearing them. They're honest. They are real. That's why I like have so much mad respect for everyone. It's not easy to share your very personal weight loss journey. You may think if someone's been really successful, it's easy for them. It's not. You know, and I think when you see really real people and what they've worked through and been through and where they're at, and they're really honest and real, you can connect with that. You can connect with that, you know? So that's why we are so grateful for everyone who comes and whether it's our spotlights, Beth Singleton is our spotlight today. She's down 54 pounds. You know, and you'll notice we don't highlight people who've lost a lot of weight. Sometimes it's 10 pounds, sometimes it's 50, sometimes it's more. We don't highlight people who's, I don't think we've yet to highlight a person who's like, oh, it was so easy for me. I don't think in 21 groups we've highlighted, like, we've talked to people who didn't lose any weight. What kind of salesperson am I for my program where I'm highlighting people who didn't lose any weight in their first program? You know, we've done that before. Like, that's a shitty sales tactic. Come do the Livy method. You might not lose any weight. Oh, I can't make myself laugh. It hurts. So yeah, we're hearing from real people on very, so if you haven't, my point is, if you haven't been watching the Spill the Teas, and reading the spotlights, you know, or listening to our guest segments, you really are missing out. You may think that you don't have anything to learn about anyone's journey, but there's always good tidbits and takeaways and like your little resonating moments, you know, whether it's their story or their feelings or the things that they're working through. I think anything you can do to make yourself believe that you can do this, that it is possible. Some of you don't feel like, you know, you can lose weight. You don't feel like you can sustain it because you never have before. This is something we talk a lot about in the maintenance group. You know, people get there and great, they've lost the weight. Then they're terrified about gaining it back. You know, they just don't trust themselves. And so the real work comes in when it's time to maintain. But whether it's the Science Saturday posts or our guest experts or our Spill the Tea guests or our spotlights or me, whatever that is, or the conversations that you're having in the group. You know, this is where if you really immerse yourself and you leave yourself open to the possibility of this, that can help change your belief system. You know, I always say, and I don't know how much weight it carries, but there of all the science out there when it comes to obesity research, weight, you know, research done in weight loss, there is zero science that says that it's impossible for you to lose your weight. It's just about figuring out what you need to do, right? All right, let's get back to you guys. Good morning. Long way before I lost all my weight. Yeah. Right? Like it's a long journey. It's a long journey. If we are doing the next program, how should we end this one? Exactly by following through on the steps. So we are assuming that you are coming back for another round. So we assume that because just like any diet, you start it and then you keep going until you reach your goal. The Livy method is no different. I've gotten away from subscription services because not everyone needs to sign up for a year. You know, some people need one program. Some people need 16 programs. Everyone's a little different. Each program is broken down into digestible chunk. There's a start date. There's an end date. That's because you want to follow through and finish. You want to start, you want to follow through, you want to finish and you, the 91 days, and then you want to do it again. And each time you start and you finish, it reinforces the fact that you can finish this weight loss journey of yours. There'll be a start date and ultimately there will be an end date. It's really important to have an end date to your weight loss journey. This is where you are taking 91-day digestible chunks and focusing specifically on this task, which is helping your body address why it's feeling you need to store fat and help it focus on fat loss. But it is absolutely 100% an assumption that you are going to sign up again and do as many rounds as needed until you reach your goal. So the program is set up and designed to help you follow through. And so personalizing the plan, for example, is what you're going to do in between groups. It's ideally what you will do in between groups, the 2-week break that we have in between groups, and then you will restart the process again with fresh eyes, like it's the first time you're doing it. And there's rhyme and reason. Some people are like, well, I'm going to go back to the basic food plan. Yes, you are going back, but you are bringing forward everything that you've learned. So if this is your first program, you signed up for a spring summer, it's your second. As soon as we start day one, you're just going to ask those 4 questions. You're maximizing. You're back to that basic food plan again. You are literally doing all the things from the get. You are resetting. Allow your body to adjust to the weight that you have lost. You are setting yourself up for the changes that you are about to make. And then we hit it again. And now next time you do the program, you dig even deeper, you level up even more, you get even more in tune to your body's needs. So you're like fine tuning and perfecting group over group over group. So first group is very physical, trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing here, how your body's responding. Next group is very mental. You'll find it's a real mental, because now that you know the steps and the things that you need to do, then it just becomes a head game and all those mental stuff, it becomes more clear of the stuff that you're working through. Third tends to be like a kind of combination mind body. And then from there, it becomes very individual depending on what you're working on and what you need to focus on group over group, right? So you just follow through on the steps. We're going to outline steps for you, options for continued weight loss, how to bridge the gap in between groups. We're going to lay it all out for you, but don't future trip yet because we're not done. We still have 2 weeks left. So we're going to focus on showing up day to day today. Good morning, everyone. It seems so weird to have a 2-day break on the weekend from the lives. I was traveling for a month in February when she stopped Saturday Lives. It's nicer to see her have work-life balance. It's the tester. Hi, Trudy. I stopped from the very first. I didn't start the Saturday Lives. That was a decision that I made, but you might have missed that. I don't know if you've been around or haven't been around, but hi. So the Saturday Lives have been wonderful. They were a game changer for me. It helps me bring renewed energy week to week to week to week. I'm definitely missing them myself. I love doing the lives, you guys. I love doing the lives. I would do more lives if I could. But I'm trying to have a life, like you said. And also, so I used to go live in the mornings, every morning and at lunch and the evening, if you can imagine. That's how much I love talking about this. But what I found is that, you know, it was a lot of the same repetitive information. And then a lot of people felt like they had to keep up with a lot of the lives. And so I've slowly kind of streamlined the lives. So now I go Monday through Friday, but I also do a Monday night live. And so I'm also going live in the evening tonight at 7 p.m. as well. I'm thinking of adding a couple more evening lives back in. I'm thinking of maybe doing a couple sporadic lives, you know, throughout the week. I want to support everyone as much as I possibly can, but I also don't want everyone to feel like they have to watch all the lives either. So it's kind of one of those things. Like, I know if I add more lives, some people will feel like they have to watch even more lives. So, you know, I also want people who can't participate in the morning lives to feel like they can participate in the lives, because the people who do participate in the lives swear by the lives. So it's one of those things, right? It's one of those things. I'm trying to find that balance. But I love doing the lives. I love doing the lives. And I love that you love the lives too. I love that you love the lives. So yeah, so I don't do the weekends anymore. I think I'm going to do that next group. Who knows the group after that? I might bring them back. I don't know. I just kind of feel it out. Working a week behind today. So today is my day 70, but it's a Sunday and I miss the lives on Mondays. They just help set my week off right. Well, hi, Melanie. So there's no rules, right? You can join us on a current Monday live, even if you're working behind the group. You know, I think there's an advantage to knowing what's happening in real time somewhat, because you can kind of like, as you follow a week behind, you can listen to the conversations and kind of the things that people are dealing with now, so that when and learn from that. So then by the time you hit this week and you're following through on day 70, what is it? 77 of the program, 78 of the program. You kind of know what's coming down the pipeline. There's a bit of an advantage to that. I agree. Do another round of the program to solidify your weight. It's structured and helps you focus on staying on track. So what I get a lot, let me share something with you. What I get a lot is, for some reason, there is this notion that we should know what we need to do. And if we ask for help, we're a failure. And I get this a lot where people are like, well, I'm going to go and do the program on my own because I should know what I need to do. I'm like, okay, great. But like, I'm still learning and I've been doing this for 30 something years. And why? Like, I get you should know what you need to do. Like if you've done a few programs, you already know. Like, my goal is to teach you everything that I know in one program. So you have the book. Everything you need to know is in the book in terms of what you need to know. The rest is a lot of what you're working through. And for some reason, when it comes to dieting, people are like, I'm going to try it on my own. Okay, but why? Why? Why try it on your own? Honestly, this always is dumbfounding to me. You have this for $75, which is, I mean, fairly reasonable for a lot of people. I totally understand if it's out of your reach financially, because I've been there. I get that. So I don't want to just be flippant and be like, why? And some of you are like, because I'm trying to feed my family over here. You know, but with that said, you also have this amazing program where I'm here for you, showing up every day, guiding you through. And you have this amazing community of people here to support you, and you're part of something, and a team of people who actually care about you being successful, a place where you can ask all the questions that you need, a place where you can listen to our amazing guest experts. Honestly, the access that our guests give us, like, you can't have these conversations with your own doctors. There's no way. They'd give you an hour of their time. They're just too busy. And to be able to ask the questions and what you're learning, you know, to hear from real people. Like, there's just so much benefit in it. I just don't understand the challenge to try to do it on your own. I don't get that. I don't get it. You know what you can do on your own is, once you've reached your goal and you've solidified your weight and you've worked through maintenance, then you can go live your life taking all the things that you've learned. You're going to have an opportunity to do it on your own, to test yourself, to challenge yourself, right? Like, that's going to come soon enough. But yeah, there's this thing of like, you know, someone the other day said, well, I don't know what to do. Go on my own or sign up for another program. So if you don't know what to do, then sign up again. Let me be that very clear. If you don't know what to do at the end of this program, sign up again. Because the only people who should be going it on their own are people who are so fucking confident that they got this, that they know what they're doing, that it's not even an issue. Those are the people who should be going it on their own. Thank you very much, Gina. I learned a lot. I am good. That's it. Because I've done this long enough to know that people who waver, I feel like I should do it on my own and I'm going to go on my own. And then you know what they do? They come over to our social media account and they're asking us questions every day over there. And I'm like, and the social media team is not the same team of people who are here. They're not program specialists over there. They run social media. They're lovely. You know, I adore them. They are super, super supportive, but they're not program specialists there to answer your questions. And then I get people who don't sign up, and then they're like, well, and we're like, you can't sign up after the program, and you can't, I'm sorry, the program started, you can't sign up. And then literally they're over there stressing about the fact that they should have signed up and they go 3 months and that they wait again. So it's just if you're not sure what to do next, sign up again. Because if you're going to go it on your own, you want to make sure you are 100% confident. Watch the Chef Lynn segment. Love her energy. What is the lemon puree she mentioned? I have no fucking idea. It's a long time. Chef Lynn is going to be back with us. If you missed the memo, Chef Lynn Crawford is like, wow, she's like a world-renowned chef. We are so lucky to have her. She was joined us for, was it the spring last year? Spring program last year. She's amazing. I don't know how long she's sticking around. Probably just the spring program and she'll be off again. We're so lucky. So she's going to be back. So I did this fridge cleaning segment with her when she joined us last time. It was a game changer. If you missed it, it was posted on Saturday where Chef Lynn was sharing how she keeps her fridge organized. I'm telling you, game changer. Seems like a lot, but it is going to save you money and time and frustration and energy. And it is so therapeutic and cathartic to go through your fridge and to organize it the Chef Lynn way. If you missed it, I highly suggest you have a chance to watch it. But I haven't seen that segment in like a year, so I don't know. I don't know what the lemon puree is that she mentioned. Hi, Dave Stewart. I'm starting with no breakfast today, not by choice. My damn fridge is empty. Well, there you go. It happens.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I am one of those quitters at week 3 and back at it in the end. Any advice? All is welcome from all of you. Okay, so first of all, Lee, you're not the first. You won't be the last. Happens all the time for so many reasons. You know, I wouldn't, first of all, let's not call yourself a quitter. Okay? So maybe you do have a pattern. Maybe 3 weeks is the longest you've ever followed any diet. But here's the thing. Those diets that you were following were probably shitty. At the end of the day, they're probably shitty and we're going to cause more damage than good anyway. So maybe you just recognized that they weren't working for you. And not that, you know, they weren't working for you, but, you know, they weren't going to work for you. So I don't think you're a quitter. I think sometimes we take a step back or we realize this is not for us. And so I don't know what happened with this program. Maybe you didn't realize what you were signing up for. Maybe you got some big things that you're working through. So about week 3 is where those things start to pop up. You know what I mean? And sometimes we have to kind of like, they pop up and then we're like, oh, no, I'm out. I don't have time for this, right? Right? Sometimes the feels are so big, we're not ready for them yet. Sometimes life gets in the way, and even though we decided we were going to sign up, you know, life decides to come along and smack us in the face. So you are not a quitter, and I'll tell you why, because you're here. You're back. All you did, you just took a minute, right? You took a minute. So what you need to know, first of all, is I'm just so happy that you're back, and I'm not judging you. I don't care why you stopped following. All that matters is that you are here now, and so I want you to feel super confident and safe and supportive and ask as many questions as you need, even if you think it's a silly question, a stupid question, a question that should have already been asked. Doesn't matter. Freely ask as many questions as you need to be super clear and confident in next steps for you. Now, the best way to navigate this program is by doing the 91 days, even if it takes you 200 days to do the 91 days. And so what happens a lot is we do get people who stop following, they start to see what's happening in the group, and then they're like, okay, I see that this works. So maybe that was you needing proof of like, okay, this can work. So now it can work for me. Hopefully you're realizing that, because it absolutely can. And so what you want to do is go back to where you left off and start following through. Now, I also suggest that you sign up for the next spring and summer program. Now, you don't have to. You still have access to all the information in the group, right? Your app will take you through the 91 days if you want to do that. But I would suggest that you follow through on the basics, right? Pick up where you left off and then sign up again with us in the spring and then kind of reset with us. But there are options. It's going to be hard for you to fall in line with where we're at with this tweak this week without kind of laying that foundation over the last few weeks. So what could be really beneficial is just working the basics. So if you left off on week three, I would probably maybe redo week three again, which is just following that basic food plan. And then maybe do the downsizing week four, and then reset with the, there's a week in between there where you're back to the basics week five, and then you can downsize again week six. And then what would be your week seven? I would start the spring summer program on day one. So that would actually be a pretty good setup for you to then reset the next program. Now, you wouldn't have taken it all the way through, but that's okay because you would have got through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You will have got through to week seven, right? So if you fell off on week three, right, you pick up where you left off. That'll take you to week seven by the time you restart the spring summer program. That's amazing. So it's not like you're starting again. If you got 3 weeks under your belt, you're adding to that. So you're not going back and starting from the beginning and redoing weeks one through three. Well, you will when you reset in the spring summer program. So that's what I would do. That's what I do. Pick up where you left off, take it as far as you can go, and then reset again with the spring summer program. Just happy that you're back, man. Just honestly, happy that you're back. What about when you're sick and can't keep anything down? Hi, Sarah. So I hope whatever you got going on, you feel better soon. We have a whole sickness protocol. You might not have paid attention to that in the beginning of the program. If you weren't sick, you might have not have needed it. So if you search your app, your Living Method app, sickness protocol, or you go into the group, use the search icon and search sickness protocol. We have a whole sickness, how to follow the program while you're sick. So we have a whole protocol for that. We got you. Up a couple pounds this morning, but I did my first workout in a really long time. Bonus was I didn't pee myself. Don't make me laugh, but I know that's a bonus. Don't forget we did that amazing segment with Erin DeGagne on pelvic health. If you missed it, we've had a lot of great guest segments. If you missed them, it might be worth going back. Let me scroll down. So many of you sick with the flu. Oh my gosh. I'm not feeling so good. What's with all the skipping? I ain't skipping nothing. I love food. I shouldn't use that word. It's not skipping. It's choosing not to have a meal or a snack. I'm going to call it choosing. If you choose, you're not skipping any meals or snacks. If you choose not to have breakfast, if you choose not to have a snack because you are not hungry for it, let's use that word. I'm now using that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm on drugs, by the way, just so you know. Good morning, all. Life got in the way. I got off track. Saw it was 9 a.m. and decided it's time to get back on the bus. Hi, Les. Hello. Welcome back. That's it, you guys. That is it. Some days you are crushing it. Some days you're like not even here. Some days you are barely here. Listen. You know, sometimes I think people must get tired of me. I know Tony's tired of me right now. Sometimes I think, holy, are people not exhausted and tired of me? You might be. You might be like, yes, Gina, we're really fucking exhausted and tired of you. That's okay if you are. You know, sometimes I think people must think I talk about myself and I'm so full of myself. It's not that I'm full of myself. It's just I have no other reference. And the only one I can talk about because it's just me. And so I share a lot of my feelings, hoping that it will resonate with you, connect with you. You know, and every program I'm dealing with this stupid back. It's like, I swear the universe does this to me, because that's maybe equaling the challenges that some of you are having. It's to remind me that, you know, people go through shit and it's not always sunshine and rainbows every day for everybody. And that's why you'll see me. I show up good day. I was crying. You see me when I was a baby. I started my day by crying this morning because this back injury is messing with me and I just want to be done with it. And it's not getting any better and it's hard. And so today I started my day by crying like a baby. And then, you know, I rallied and I'm here. It's my face is all puffy. If you can see me from taking so many pain meds and I don't even know where I am right now, but I'm here. My point is that I'm no different than you guys. And so just trying to show up. Some days I'm all put together and I look amazing and I've got this and everything I'm saying makes sense. And then other days I don't know where the fuck I am and I barely got here. That's just how it is. So let's normalize that. And I shouldn't be walking away feeling guilty because I'm doing the best I can. One thing I can tell you is I am 100% here for you. I want you to be hugely successful. I want you to reach your goal. I want you to never have to pay me one more cent again because you just lose your weight and you move on with your life. That's it. That's really, truly what I want for you. So my intention is just to be here and help. And your intention is just to lose this fucking weight already. Your intention is to be as healthy as possible. Your intention is to just do your best every day. Your intention is to create a life that you're happy and healthy. And, you know, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, every day it's just like, let's normalize that not every day is amazing. Let's normalize that it's not going to be easy peasy every day. Let's normalize that we're going to take step backs for whatever reason. Let's normalize that we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have setbacks. Remember, but I keep telling myself, setbacks are the set up. Oh my goodness. I had some new ketchup crunchets on the weekend. Oh, I don't know what those are, but I want those ketchup crunchets. What are those? I love sour cream and onion chips, but man, those ketchup every now and then. Yeah, man. Made the mistake of choosing to have it as a snack in the evening while watching TV. Oh boy. Even though I enjoyed every single one of them at the moment, but about a half hour after that, my body did not feel good. I had the worst acid reflux that night. I didn't sleep well. First time since starting the program. Not fun. Okay, great. Amazing. That's great. Do you know why that's great? Because one, you enjoyed them in the moment, two, and you also recognize it made you feel like shit after. So both can exist at the same time. And isn't that why we choose, like, especially those of you who are foodies, isn't that why we choose a lot of the times to indulge in these foods? Because they taste delicious. And yet when we have them, they make our belly hurt. So now I want you to go back to this. Was there some middle ground? Did you eat the whole bag? Did you eat the whole bag? Or was there some middle ground there where you could have had a few and enjoyed the flavor and then been like, okay, that's enough. Right? And so that's why I want you to go back. Okay, so what was the thought process here on you having them, right? Why did I choose to have them? Did I take an all or nothing? I'm eating them, fuck it. Even though I'm enjoying them, I might as well eat the whole bag because I fucked up everything. Because you can have moments where you're enjoying these, like I say, if you're going to have them, enjoy them. And then you can very quickly go into, well, fuck it, I've eaten this many, I might as well eat the whole bag. So did that happen? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But go to that place, right? Go to that place. What was my thought process before I had them, while I was having them? Okay, you made a choice to have them. You enjoyed them. Okay, great. Good for you. You've taken it that far. Now, what happened then, right? Then you got to the point where you maybe ate too many, you took a fucking attitude, and then you had that bellyache. So go through the motions. What would have happened if I would have only had a few of them, still enjoyed them, and then called it a day, and then didn't wake up with the bellyache or whatever I'm feeling today? Okay, that's an option. Sometimes we don't see it as an option because that's not what we've done in the past. In the past, we're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna eat the whole bag. So you're kind of combining both schools of thought. But what you've learned is that your body does not love those. And so you may tonight see another bag of crunchets and you may try it again. Or chances are, because you recognize crunchets make me feel like shit, that next time you see that bag of crunchets, you're going to be like, ow, last time I had that. Like, and ask yourself, how would I? So those four questions. And the first one, how would I feel before I eat this? And this is what I was saying today. ask that question even when you're indulging. So even when it's a bag of ketchup crunchets, say to yourself, how would I feel if I ate that whole bag? Not in your head, in your belly. And your body will tell you, I'm going to feel like shit, like I did the last time you had that bag of crunchets. So now that you've done that, your body has made that association where you realize it or not, that that's how you feel when you eat that. And so next time you're faced with that, you're probably going to make a different choice or different decision or anything like that crunchets. So that's why it's so important to stop and connect the dots on how you feel. And take that awareness to the next level. Rather than I had it, felt like shit, you want to go through that whole process of before you had it, while you were having, right after you have it, the next day that you had it. And now, next time you're faced with those ketchup crunchets, you're going to be like, oh, those were good, but they made me feel like shit. So that's going to help you maybe be like, oh, so I'm just going to have a few this time, enjoy them, and then move it along. Or you know what? Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. So I love that for you. And you know what? If you hadn't done that, you won't make that association. And whether it's now while you're trying to lose weight or whether it's later while you're trying to maintain your weight, at some point you're going to have to learn that. You're just going to have to learn, right? So what we did before, we would indulge in something, and rather than actually learning from it, we would just berate ourselves, shame ourselves, punish ourselves. And that didn't teach us shit. That didn't teach us nothing. That didn't teach us anything. It just caused us to feel like shit. And then we would do it again. And then we would berate ourselves and shame ourselves and punish ourselves. So that's not how you learn. You learn by like going through, okay, why did I do that? What was my thought process? How did I feel? How's that working for me? You know, like, was that really a treat for you? Like, why did you have those? Like, you can take it so far back. Why did you decide to have them? Did you feel like they were going to be a treat? Right? What was the thought process there? Right? So that's why this is not about being perfect, because these moments, like the days that you are not doing great, is such an opportunity to learn. You know, the days that you do indulge, if you follow through on the process of connecting the dots on that, it's such a great opportunity. This is why weight loss is so complex, especially weight loss in a healthy, sustainable way, because this is part of getting to a calm place physically, mentally around food. It's working through all of these things, right? Your triggers, your habits, your associations, you know, how we use food to cope, all of that, your beliefs. Well, I screwed up everything, so I might as well just eat the whole bag, you know? This is what's factoring to that help. That's why it's so hard to say to someone and try to convince them who've never done the program, you know, weight loss is very, healthy, sustainable weight loss is very complex. If I eat all my meals and snacks on my schedule, I am not hungry. I never needed extra bites and bits. What I have to be mindful of is portion size. Yeah. So also, Robert, the schedule, right? So while you're trying to lose weight, following the living method, the body loves routine. But I want you to dig so deep that you are willing to break the schedule because you're trying to be in tune to your body's needs, which yes, the portion size is asking those four questions, but take time to assess, how are my hunger levels before I even eat here? So we miss that. How is this portion for me? The first question, I want you to go and take it a step further and be like, am I even hungry right now? I always eat my morning snack. I love it. Okay, but are you actually hungry for it? I always eat my lunch. I love it. But are you actually hungry for it? That's where I want you to work on this week. That's what I want you to work on, because you mentioned the schedule, right? And we don't want to live life by a schedule. The body loves routine, especially while it's trying to make change. The body loves to know that it's going to get what it needs. There definitely is a benefit to the basic food plan and hitting all those meals and snacks. But we're now at a point where we want to help get even more in tune to the body's needs. So start asking that first question. How hungry? Am I hungry? Am I not hungry? How hungry am I? What's happening here? Right? Because that's where you want to, the routine is great. A schedule is great, but you don't want to eat by a schedule. You want to eat in tune to your body's needs. So that's where you want to really dig into, above and beyond those questions. Dave, stop making me laugh today, Dave. Every time I laugh, my back hurts. It hurts whenever I move, walk, stand, lie down, breathe, laugh, especially. whoever said that, thank you. Hi, Pamela Woods. I'm half reading comments this morning, so I'm missing a lot of the Spill the Tea segments. Yeah, there's a lot of comments to go through, Pam. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Off the rails this weekend, way too much wine, and our son took us out for sushi yesterday. Loved and enjoyed every minute we shared. It was the first time I overate since starting the program, upping my water and eating more mindfully today. Progress over perfection. Yeah, it's easy to overeat when you're in a social situation, right? Because you're just so happy. Like if you're out with your son, you're just so happy to be out and about. It's so easy to overeat. That's why practicing those four questions, you will get to a point where you will just know. You'll be involved in great conversation. You'll be having a good time. And your body will be like, we're done. And that's where you really want to pick up on those cues of like when there was probably a moment when you were eating where you knew. Like think, let's take it back. Was there a moment while you were eating and enjoying that dinner where you were like, you knew you'd had enough? Now, sometimes what we're doing is we want to continue eating because you're enjoying the dinner. You're spending time with your son. You're having an amazing conversation. You don't want it to end. You don't want it to end, right? So then we just continue eating and we continue doing whatever. And, you know, isn't this why we sometimes at a restaurant, you order another drink. Sometimes at a restaurant, you order dessert, right? Like Tony and I, we're notorious. We go to restaurants, then we get in and we get out. We're in and out in 45 minutes where other people spend like 3 hours lingering over dinner, you know? And sometimes I'm like, okay, let's get a dessert just so we can sit here a little bit longer. So maybe there was like you recognized that you were done eating, but what caused you to continue to eat was something else, right? Digging deeper. My weight has been up about 2 to 3 pounds for the past 2 weeks. I continue to stay on plan, maximize, drink more water, manage stress, and get good hours of sleep. I have no idea why it's up. Well, you should. You should know what's going on. You should know what's going on. And also, I am not having noticeable non-scale victories. So my rings are tight, but my clothes are not too much tighter. Question. Should I be freaking out? My weight has gone up and won't come down after 2 weeks or some weird plateau. Happy to message you with more details. Okay. So we don't do messages or DMs, but you can ask in the Facebook support group. So just go, there's a post pinned to the top of the page that you can ask all the questions. So you should know, right? 11 weeks into the program. Hopefully you've been journaling. You understand your pattern. So what you want to do is go back. So if you're using the Livy Method app, you can go in and you could go into the Livy. I don't know why I'm grabbing my phone right now. Livy Method app and hit the scale. So, you know, right beside where you are tracking your weight, hit the scale, like the scale icon, the picture of the scale, and that will pull up your graph. That'll pull up your graph for, you know, I think like every month of the program, this month, this week, this month, and the whole program, and take a look at your pattern. And maybe this is your pattern, right? Like, I don't know how much you've dropped. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what your pattern is. So this is where you want to look at your pattern. And maybe your pattern is, after you drop, you go up and you stay at a plateau for a while. Your weight being up could be your weight about to drop. So at this point, you should be able to know exactly why your weight is up based on your what weight loss looks like and feels like to you and the pattern of you've been collecting a lot of data with the scale. So this is where you want to be able to look back at that and be like, okay, is it my pattern? Does this always happen? Did you have a big drop right before? And this is what happens afterwards, right? I have a big drop. It goes back up. It stays there for a bit. Maybe the little ups and downs are based on the fact that my body's trying to detox because it's normal for the scale to go up before it goes down. Did you start working out? Will you say maximize? Did you start a new exercise routine? Are your muscles sore? Are you giving your body enough time? So this is sort of where at this point you should know. Now, if you're not having any noticeable non-scale victories, so there also could be where it could be a situation where you are going along great, you're noticing non-scale victories, your weight is changing, and then you have some underlying health thing that you have that's coming on. Like if you feel like here's the bigger thing. If you feel like something is off and you're like, okay, something's going on with me the last couple of weeks, I can't figure out what it is, and so maybe you don't know, then this is maybe where you want to like, you know, how's your energy levels? How are your bowel movements? If it seems like something's off, something's maybe off. And maybe this is where you want to check in with your doctor, see what's going on there. Like, especially for me, right? Like in the last couple of years, I turned 50, my hormones, I was going along, everything is wonderful. Then I had some major stress in my life. And then my hormones decided to be like, hello, we are here now. And only because the stress in my life really kind of started messing with things. And then I had some stomach thing. I had to go to the doc. Something was not right with me. And I was doubling down on everything I was doing in the program. And then I needed to go to the doctor and take some antibiotics. So just because you are doing a healthy weight loss program doesn't mean that you're not going to have other health issues that might pop up at the same time. So at this point, I would go back, look through your journals, be like, what's going on here? What's happening? And then I would make sure everything's okay. So you're welcome to post your questions to your, ask as many questions as you need in the group, post your answers to your 20 questions. If you want, we can help figure it out. If there's anything you can tweak or change, definitely do that. But more than that, if you feel like there's something else going on, this is kind of what I'm getting from you. If you feel like something else is going on, because there's no such thing as a weird plateau. Plateaus, you can have a plateau and your weight can be up for a variety of reasons, right? Like your weight can be up for so many reasons at the same time that have nothing to do with real weight gain. So, but if you feel like something else is going on, make sure you check in with your doctor. I gotta go. I gotta go. I don't want to go because this is my happy place. This week terrified me the first round, but second round, I'm excited about it. How can we get over program fatigue? Okay, I'm going to answer this question, then I gotta go. Suck it up, buttercup. You got to fucking show up. You're never going to get there unless you keep going. That's my answer to how do you get over program fatigue. Was that helpful? Probably not. Probably not. So let me break it down further. What are you tired of? Because you're not, maybe you're tired of hearing my voice, which I'll give you that. You, Gina, I'm fucking tired of you. Take a break from the lives. Take a break from the lives. There's lots you can follow in the book, in the app, whatever. What are you tired of? Because it's probably not the program, because the program is, are you tired of eating nutrient-rich, healthy meals? Are you tired of having to make those meals? Are you tired of prioritizing yourself every day? Because that is fucking exhausting. Are you tired of constantly having to think about what you're eating and drinking? Because that's exhausting. Are you tired of working out and exercising? Are you tired of constantly thinking about what you need to do? Are you tired of managing your stress because you keep realizing how fucking stressed you are? Are you tired of trying to get better sleep because maybe you're not getting sleep and you're just fucking tired? Are you tired of losing weight because you feel like you've been doing this for 20 fucking years already and you are fucking done? See what I'm saying? So you got to break it down and be like, there's probably lots of reasons why you are tired of doing the things that you need to do. Now, sometimes you need a break. Take a step back. Take a step back. Like, take a couple of days. And like, you know what? I'm not going to check in. I'm not going to watch the lives. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to just make good food choices, because you don't want to trash yourself. This isn't about trashing yourself and eating chips and eating garbage that makes you feel. Maybe you need a couple of days where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to watch the lies for the next couple of days. I'm not going to journal for the next couple of days. I'm just going to live. I'm just going to wake up and make choices that make me feel good and just give myself a break. Go for a walk in the woods, maybe do something. You know, sometimes it's good to do something different, you know? So you might need a break. Take a couple of days break. Take a minute and then come back at it. I love a good step back. Sometimes you can't see the forest from the trees. So you need to take a step back and be like, okay, I need a minute. I'm the queen of I need a minute. And then I come back and I'm crushing it. I'm crushing it. But I need that little bit of perspective. And then the other thing that helps is, so try to define what you're actually, what's fatiguing you about this? Right? What's fatiguing you? There's probably a lot of things. There's a lot of things. And then you want to double down on your why. And remember, it's no different than, you know, I got a kid trying to finish grade 12. You know, it's been a lot for her. The pandemic, her mental health, her dad died. She's just like, fuck. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sure she's so tired of school. I can see it in her face every day, but she ain't going to graduate unless she keeps going. you know, there's a lot of circumstances in our life where we get very tired of the things that we need to do. I'm fucking tired being a mom. I am so tired of being a mom. I am fucking exhausted. I love my kids. Of course, I got to say that, but I am so fucking tired of having to parent them. So I need a minute and I'm going to get back. Of course, I love being a parent. I love my kids, but I am fucking tired of being a parent. So what is your why? So allow yourself to be tired. Allow yourself to be fatigued. And then so assess sort of what it is. And then I find like, remind yourself why, right? Why did I have kids? I had kids because they do bring me joy, because I love family, because I love all the things that go along with it. You know, remind yourself why you had those kids in the first place. Remind yourself why you are trying to lose your weight. Why are you here? Why are you putting yourself through this every day? Why are you going to continue to show up? Sometimes what happens when you get to this point in the program is that your why changes. The why that you've been, the why that you start signed up with is not the why that you finish with, because you realize everything you've worked through and what you've done. So maybe take some time and assess why. Why are you putting yourself through this? Why are you showing up? Why are you? This is also why I like the 91-day digestible program. This is why I love the 91 days. There's a start, because no matter how tired you are, I will guarantee you this. Hang in there. Show up, even if you half-ass and you're barely hanging on, and be here at the end of the program. How you are going to feel that you followed through and finished on this, you're just going to feel amazing. You're going to be like, I did that, even though I was tired, even though I was struggling, even though life was making it not easy for me, right? And then you're going to have a bit of a break. And if you got to come back, then you're going to have an opportunity to start fresh again. Right? So recognize how you feel, honor how you feel, cut yourself some slack, still show up and follow through. You don't have to even wrap your head around in the next program. Just get to the end of this one, because I just know how you will feel, because you would have accomplished this, and that will be huge. I don't care if it's your 16th group, follow through and finish on it. And then, you know, you can make a decision too on next steps. You don't have to keep coming back. You might decide, you know what, I feel good the way that I am. I'm done with weight loss. Or maybe like, I'm going to take a break. You know, maybe I'm going to take a break right now. Just enjoy where I'm at. You know what I mean? And just be where I am. And then, you know, maybe I'll come back at it later. There's no rules on this other than how you're feeling, and how you're feeling is real. And you want to make sure you validate how you feel. So that's my tip. Take a step back, assess why you're being tired. Focus on assess your why, what's motivating you, that kind of thing. And then also maybe this is just how you're feeling today, or last week, or whatever, who knows what it is, you know, maybe tomorrow you'll feel a little different. Hopefully that's helpful. I've really gone extra long today. It's because when I'm doing these lives, I got my adrenaline going and I feel less pain, because I know the minute I stop, I'm probably going to cry again, but that's okay. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for being here the last 11 weeks of the program. I hope that you are so proud of yourself and so excited about the next couple of weeks. It's such a cool tweak. Please do not be shy. Reach out, ask as many questions as you need. We are not done. The conversation is not done. I'll be showing up every day this week. We still have some great guests that are going to be joining us towards the end of the week. Have an amazing day, everybody. I'll be back tonight. This is the point where I remind people, get signed up. I cannot tell you. I'm so excited about our sales for the spring summer program. I can feel it in the air. People are itching and they are excited to get back to focusing on losing weight. So I am telling you, run, don't walk. Do not wait to the last minute to get yourself signed up, especially if you know any friends or family who are interested. Again, this is not a sales thing. This is every program. Thousands of people miss out, and I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to miss out. Okay. Thank you. Have an amazing day. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.